It's August 2nd. We're here at ChannelCon, and I'm here with the famous...
Or infamous.
It is totally infamous. Heather Margolis, and we're here to talk about CDAC, and what are your thoughts about the community event that we're doing right now, and what influence do you think we will have over the industry as a whole?
I think, so, brand new member, I think it's amazing getting distribution and vendors and channel partners in the same room, having the conversations, asking what's needed, what is being provided today, and where we go from here. So love the forward thinking and looking back and saying, listen, things are changing. The channel itself is evolving, and trying to plan for our future.
It's great watching the interaction between everyone and the different perspectives.
You can say arguing. It's okay.
We'll call them passionate discussions.
Debate.
I like debate. But the interactions from all the different perspectives is incredible. And developing a standard that we realize that will be felt industry-wide. Do you think every single time that we've met, have you actually seen an evolution of the process or of the framework that we're creating?
Yeah, I mean, this was my first live meeting. I think it's interesting to see where we were 6 months ago and the framework that was being built, and then get feedback from all of the new people in the room and see the direction it's going to take.
Straight from the infamous, incredible human being, Heather Margolis, here live. Thank you so much. Great seeing
you. Thank you.
And can't wait to see you again.
Sounds good.
We're here live in Chicago at ChannelCon.
ChannelCon.
I've got Vicky Bruns from ConnectWise.
Yes.
And today we're going to talk about, quickly, tell me, this is your first live event at this particular group, CDAC.
Yes.
And tell me your thoughts
100%.
On it.
100%. It has been a wonderful experience. The first time I went to ChannelCon was back in 2017 in Austin, Texas, but I was not part of the Channel Development Advisory Council then.
It didn't exist back then.
It didn't exist. Oh, yeah. Right. It had a different name. What was it called?
The...
Because you were there. I know
I've
you were there.
I've been there since the beginning, so I...
It was called something else. Anyways, fast forward to today, after today's session, we were meeting for what? Brainstorming 4 hours. We've got MSPs, distributors, and vendors in this group. And it's just really interesting, especially from a vendor level, to really kind of understand what's happening from an MSP perspective and stuff. I think that it really helps us to understand and remain relevant in what's happening in the space by keeping your finger on the pulse and really understanding how we can customize our solutions and offerings to make sure it can fit those pain points that are really appearing in the industry today. Because we talk about the industry insights, right? What are the things that are happening? What can we do to help?
Do you feel like it is a much more productive or effective meeting being in person rather than in the virtual environment that we've been living in this entire time?
100%.
Wait, you mean 100%. The arguments or the passionate discussions?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, the snacks. There was some great trail mix. Actually, Tony got the last bag. I was kind of upset about that. But that's okay. That's okay. I found popcorn, so I survived. But...
But
I would say yes, absolutely, because what you get in the in-person aspect of coming to the CDAC Council in-person session is that you get to network. There are things happening outside of the recorded component of the meeting, where you got your bathroom breaks. There are things like this. We've got this awesome interview that we're doing now. Meeting people in the hallway. It's just really through osmosis, I feel like you really kind of ingest the information and then
live events.
Yeah.
It's the place to be.
It's the best.
Vicky, great seeing you here in person.
So good to see you too.
Quick blip from here live, ChannelCon 2022. Woo. Until later.
Sayonara.
We're here live in Chicago with the head of the Channel Development Advisory Committee, Juan Fernandez. Juan, tell us about the CDAC. Tell us about what your thoughts are. What's the impact of CDAC in the industry? And tell us your overall feeling about the first time an in-person meeting has really happened in a long, long period.
I think I'm just really excited to be back, right? I think we get one of the big things for the Channel Development Advisory Council is to try to build out advice for the channel in regards to go-to-market strategies or advice around vendor or ISV or VAR or MSP, you know, strategies that they can enact customer success, right? I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, as we sit down and do these working sessions, there's really, you know, hybrid, as much as I love it, or virtual as it may be, I mean, it wasn't the same. I mean, we really interact well together. There's a great group of people there. I mean, there's a lot of personalities and a lot of that emotion that happens in person can't be harnessed over virtual. And so for me, it's really exciting to have everyone back. We have one of the largest attendance groups here at ChannelCon, right? So the CDAC is coming for us. And I think it's a commitment for everybody to get past where we were, to come here to try to better the channel and to better the community. So a lot of their dedication amidst all of the opportunities in the world as it may be today, that's their commitment. And I want to make sure that I foster that as well. So it's really an honor to lead that group. I don't know how I got there, tell you the truth. I mean, they are an amazing group of people. I'm just, you know, we get a lot of things done. We bring a lot of advice to the channel and work really great, you know, and you're part of that. So thanks for being a piece of that.
Juan, you're an excellent leader of this group. And one of the things that you mentioned is an in-person meeting is so much more impactful, so much more effective in some aspects, but it's also more difficult to manage because, as you said, the massive compost heap of personalities that you're trying to manage. And so, but with that, you're also able to extrapolate a lot more in the ideas and the passion behind a particular topic. Do you think that that's going to be more effective in what the end deliverable is going to be in the framework from CompTIA?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, you have so many people that are so intelligent and so passionate, have tons of experience. I mean, if we probably added that experience group up, would be astronomical, right? And there's so many great thought leaders in there that are very passion led. And I think that all of that iron sharpening iron in there creates one hell of a sharp blade when it comes to the content that gets put out, right? So it's like the best that it could possibly be as it emerges, because you have so many wonderful people. And you know, I think it's really fun to hear everyone's opposing view, because we're not looking at it from any one side, right? And I think that that's what the channel's about, is trying to figure out how do we give the best advice back, right? It's not about looking at it from one lens of the vendor or distribution or the managed services provider. I mean, we're looking at it from the customer side and trying to dive into the customer journey and then give advice, like, here are all the things that we can do to help, and here are all the things that you should do, and here's all the ways that you can be successful. And I think that that's what's really important. So do I think that in person makes that much of a difference? 100%. Because I can't have that same conversation virtually. It just doesn't happen. We've tried it. Obviously, the pandemic held us back the last couple of years. We still got a lot done, but it wasn't the same way, and it isn't probably at the caliber that it's going to be put out in this next iteration of all the content. I mean, in the last two working meetings, we've probably put out at least 4 to 5 pieces of new content, which will go into the channel, and it'll just, you know, help bolster and raise the tide. So virtually, we weren't that productive, right? We were nominally productive. I mean, we still were, but not to the level that we are in person. Why? Because the outpouring of everything that comes out in person is far more than virtual.
Said eloquently, said directly, straight from Juan Fernandez, leading the Channel Development Advisory Committee here live in Chicago at ChannelCon. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for being a part of it, brother. Appreciate you.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.